Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, March 11th, 2024. U.S. futures are pointing to a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in a negative territory following mixed Asian markets. U.S. dollar is mixed, weaker against the Japanese yen, but stronger elsewhere, as the yen is higher against most currencies amid the latest Bank of Japan tightening speculation. Treasury yields are flat at the short end and lower at the long. WTI crude oil futures are lower, gold is up, Bitcoin is continuing to pull back after last week's record high. The risk appetite is turning softer as markets react to the U.S. employment data. The upside surprise in February was smaller than the downward revision for the December and January data. While wages increased by a modest 0.1%, the January wage increase was revised down to 0.5%. The focus will shift to tomorrow's U.S. CPI report for February, where a miss could go hand in hand with the softer employment report. In APAC, the latest reports noted that a growing number of Bank of Japan policymakers are warming up to the idea of a March rate hike amid encouraging signs on wage talks. The BOJ is also weighing removing yield curve control in addition to negative interest rate policy at the March meeting. And Japan's Q4 GDP was also revised to a smaller than expected expansion. More on the data front. China's CPI inflation turned positive for the first time since August, with February's rise being the largest in 11 months. While the volatile food costs drove much of the increase, the prices were also underpinned by the Chinese New Year travel spending, with core inflation hitting a more than two-year high. However, the producer prices fell by more than expected, underlining the pervasiveness of deflation in the upstream sectors. China has set up the CPI inflation target of around 3% in 2024, though domestic demand is considered too weak to drive a meaningful rebound, while the deepening property downturn is expected to add to the deflation risk. In Europe, the closely watched UK jobs market survey showed the permanent starters' pay increased at the slowest rate since March 2021. The U.S. macro calendar is empty today. Oracle will be the notable earnings reporter today, scheduled to post the results after the close. In corporate news, Harpoon Therapeutics shareholders have approved merger with Merck. A deal was announced in January for Merck to acquire Harpoon at $23 per share in cash. The U.S. Justice Department has opened an inquiry following Alaska Air's window blowout, and Delta Airlines is expecting 737 MAX 10 aircraft deliveries to be delayed until 2027. In Asia, equities were mixed on Monday. Commodity producers weighed heavily on Australia. Japan saw the biggest daily drop since October 2022 amid BOJ tightening speculations, and with semiconductor stocks under notable pressure in line with NVIDIA's drop. The decline in NVIDIA's share price also affected chip stocks in Korea and Taiwan. Greater China markets, on the other hand, outperformed, with the tech sector leading the gains amid the latest government support headlines. India is trading lower. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Monday, March 11, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.